Welcome to Read, Eat, Travel, Repeat, the book club and podcast with your hosts, Sarah, Kit, and Marianne, three friends who talk about all things books, food, and travel.
Welcome, readers, eaters, and travelers to Read, Eat, Travel, Repeat, the podcast and book club where books take us beyond the page. I'm Sarah.
I'm Kit.
And I'm Marianne. And you might hear them call me Ma, but I'm not their mother. Today we'll be talking about the books we have read recently and books we think you need to add to your TBR pile.
This episode is spoiler free, so if a book you haven't read is mentioned, don't worry, we're not going to spoil it for you. Also, we are adult readers and we do say adult things. All right, on this episode, we are going to cover our recent reads. We're going to go through what we read in the month of March and what we loved. Sarah, you want to share your books first?
Sure. Let's see. I read, what'd I say, nine? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine books. Queen of Shadows, Sarah J. Maas. I'm in the middle of that series. I can't talk about it because if you haven't read literally the six books before it, you're going to have no idea what I'm talking about. So three more. And then obviously Twilight, which we had a whole episode about, so I'm not going to talk about that. Quicksilver, Callie Hart. I don't even know what to say about this. This has been a hot book for a long time. Everyone who's been very into like Fourth Wing and romanticy telling us to read it. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It was probably like a 3.5-4 star. I'll probably read the second one when it comes. I'm sorry. I still think that the boys of Fourth Wing are better book boyfriends than Kingfisher. But he had his moments. He definitely had his moments. Definitely a great book if you're into romanticy. And I know the second one's coming out soon. I read Lost and Found, Catherine Sadler. I think I was a free Kindle book I picked up. Great Gatsby. I do teach English 10. And I count all those books because I read them aloud to all my students. And I could talk Gatsby forever. I could probably do an entire episode ripping this book apart. So if you're a Gatsby fan, DM me. If you're not, it's because your teacher didn't teach it like I do, because my kids love it when I'm done with it. It was really funny. I said, at lunch that day when I came back, I said to the teachers, I finally figured out how to tell when my kids are engaged. And they're all like, what? And I said, not a single kid got up and went to the bathroom when I was reading the hotel chapter. And I was like, yes, success. And I'm first block, so I've got a lot of sleepers and a little, and I'm like, I was pulling my theater stuff in and I'm doing all the voices and they were so into what was happening. So
nice.
Anyway, next I listened to The Glitch by Leanne Slade on audio. One of the reasons I picked this book, I'm thinking it was a free one on Audible, if I remember right, read by Daisy Edgar Jones and Sam Claflin. And I saw those names and I was like, yes, I will definitely listen. And they were perfection. I don't think reading it would have been the same. Listening to them was absolutely amazing. Really fun book. I did a review on it, but fun book about Henry and Grace, sort of this relationship. It starts with Grace 5 years. I guess it's like right now, her time period's right now. She has broken up with Henry. She feels he's the love of her life. She's losing everything. She's losing her bakery. So we had a lot of food going in there. Or not a bakery, her restaurant. She had a restaurant. And she ends up making a wish on crystals and wakes up 5 years in the past before she has even met Henry. And the story alternates between Henry 5 years ago and Grace today, but waking up 5 years ago. So you have these like alternate timelines. It was really good with the twist that came in the end. I did not see coming, but was extremely satisfying. So I will definitely pick up more Leanne Slade. Next was it was a short story that Abby Jimenez came out with, The Fall Risk. Super cute. She has, I love her. She just has such a way of writing a rom-com with, the characters are not just like cookie cutter. That's what I'm looking for. They're not cookie cutter characters. They a lot of times, have real problems. And this girl, Charlotte and Seth, they end up stuck in the apartment because the contractor accidentally takes out the wrong set of stairs, takes out their stairs. And so they're stuck on the second floor of their apartment building for this weekend. But she has a stalker. And so she's very worried about the stalker coming to find. So just like a very real kind of thing. How do you form a relationship when you're always scared of being found and things like that? Mm-hmm. Super cute book. Negotiator by Avery Flynn. I love Avery Flynn. I listen to a lot of her books. They're smutty. I'm just going to say it. They're like I need to turn my brain off and just listen. And I love them. They all take place in her same universe, this same town. Always a fun book. So, and then last one was God of the Woods by Liz Moore. A pretty hot thriller right now. Loved the cover. I think I picked it because of the cover. I also listened to that one. I listen to a lot of thrillers because I'm a fast reader. And if I read too fast, then I miss things in thrillers that I shouldn't. So if I listen, it makes my brain go, wait, we're not going to tell you yet what happens. Instead of me skimming and going, oh my gosh, what's happening? This was another one I wanted to love more. I just thought there more could be done, but it was pretty good. And I know, Kit, you have your opinions on that too, because you also read that.
I do. My opinions on it, I think it's a great book, but I personally was very hung up on the fact that it's set in the Adirondacks.
Yep.
It was a recurring theme for me.
When another location part.
That I've lived, I spent so much time and energy trying to triangulate where the Great Camp was that they were at where I'm like, okay, they're in Webb. That's down here. So, like, I had a map out. I worked there for a whole summer and I was like, are they in Long Lake or is it Blue Mountain Lake?
Right.
Or maybe they're at Racket Lake. But I could not get out of my own head to get into the book.
Yeah.
That's a me problem though, more than a book problem.
That's like I said too, I liked, I'm a sucker for when the title comes into play in the book.
Oh yeah.
In a meaningful way, not just thrown in. I always use my example of, because I teach To Kill a Mockingbird, when Atticus says it's a sin to kill a mockingbird. And then you're like, the title, that's what it is. And then he brings it up several times in the book. And in this one, when they got to the part of who the God of the Woods is, I was like, ooh, this is going to be so good. And then it was like never mentioned again.
Oh.
And I thought there was a missed opportunity of doing that. But if you like thrillers, it was definitely suspenseful. I definitely wanted to know what happened next, for sure. So that's my wrap up. That's what I read for. I actually feel like it was a little bit of a slow month. All right. Okay. Marianne, you're going next.
Yes.
Give us your wrap up.
I had kind of a slow month for March. I was looking back and there's a few that aren't on my list, but I picked the ones I like the best. The first one is Finding Grace, which was an ARC that I read from St. Martin's Press by Loretta Rothschild. And it's a debut book. I don't know how you'd really even describe it. And it's really, really hard to talk about this book without giving it away. It has a very unique narrator. I would have given it 5 stars, except it takes place in England. And sometimes the same sort of thing, like you're trying to figure out what some of the words they're talking about are meaning. Mm-hmm. Or like even some of the foods they're talking about, then I'm like Googling to see what a sticky toffee pudding looks like. And, you know, so that's the only thing. Otherwise, I would have given 5 stars. And I'm actually listening to an advanced audio copy, too, right now. So really enjoying it. I just think it's a really intriguing book. It's just about how, and I did a TikTok video about it yesterday, that when you start lying or keeping secrets, it's like you're building a house of cards and it's going to, you never know when it's going to all crash down on you. And that's like the main gist of this book. I also read First Time Caller, which is a big book on TikTok right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cute rom-com about a single mom whose daughter, her 12-year-old precocious daughter, calls into a radio station because she thinks her mom is lonely. And I thought it was super cute. It's got some spice in it. One pretty spicy scene, but it's not pervasive. It was very cute. It made me want to go back to Baltimore of all places, because the only time I've been to Baltimore, I saw like a prostitute being arrested in our hotel lobby. So there's been a couple books I've read recently about Baltimore that makes me want to see like the real side of it.
Mm-hmm.
my book club read The Mountains Wild by Sarah Stewart Taylor, which is a mystery, and it takes place in Ireland. So I really, really want to go back to Ireland.
Oh, I'm adding that to my list then.
Yeah. There's actually it's actually a 3-book series. And it was really cool for me because, like, when they're, it's about a detective from Boston or from Massachusetts whose cousin is missing and has been missing for, I forget, like 20 years in Ireland. And she goes because goes to Ireland because of lead on the case. And, like, when she goes to the Garda station, which, of course, is the Irish police station, the one that they mentioned was literally like a block from my hotel when I stayed there. So that was really cool to be able to like really picture the places. And what ended up happening is my book club read this for March because we were trying to read something Irish related for March. And then the book that we picked for April, we were looking for like a spring related. And whatever it was, a bunch of people said it was awful and they couldn't get through it. So we decided we were going to read the sequel to The Mountains Wild for our April book.
Nice.
And then I also listened to Small Great Things by Jodi Picoult. And I had read it a few months ago back before January 20th. And so much of it is just hitting me. So listening to it, it hit me so differently than when I read it. And hearing all the buzzwords and like the secret code that that people who are intolerant of other people are using, it just really hits so much differently. But by the way, did you notice that Jodi Picoult liked my TikTok video
about it? Yes, she did.
I mean, that was a highlight.
Highlight for us. She was the first person to like it. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That was definitely a fangirl moment.
Yep.
So that's all I've got right now. What do you got, Kit?
So I read 12 books this month. I'm going to talk about a couple, like a little more in depth. But I had a bunch of arcs. I read Haunted Hearts by Susanna Thompson, So You Want to Be a Cowboy by Ples Raybon, and then Only in Your Dreams by Ellie K. Wilde, Legends of the Fall, not an arc, obviously, but one of my favorites by Jim Harrison. And then some non-arcs that I read were Cash by Jessica Peterson. That's part of a series, so I'm really excited to like follow that up. I read Twilight, of course. And then I read The Tadpole's Reflection, which is a children's book by Dr. Jamie Erickson and me. I was very excited when I came up in the mail. And I was like, I'm going to read it as if
I'm going to read my own book. It counts.
A book called As Far as the Eye Can See by Christina Hagman. That one just came out. But the couple that I really loved, one I read ahead of a presentation that I actually just gave on Saturday about why middle grade and YA students need horror that's written directly for them. This is a newer book that came out. It's by Josh Allen. It's called Once They See You. It's 13 stories that shiver and shock. And it was, if you guys remember, like when you found scary stories to tell them in the dark, like on the shelf the first time. It's very reminiscent of that with like these very creepy stories and then really creepy artwork. And I was so happy to see like more of those books that you can put on a shelf, because I know a lot of my upper elementary and middle school readers want short stories. Yeah. Some of the books that are coming out are amazing, but they're so big that it's kind of like intimidating. So being able to hand a kid like a short story and scary short story collection, I love to find those. So I was really excited to read that one. And then I read an arc of a book called Wandering Wild, which is by Lynette Noni. And this one was like, if you could have like thrown all the things I enjoy like in a blender and been like, here's your book. It's this one. Because it's set in Australia, which is someplace I really, really want to go someday. But the main character has lost her mother recently. Her best friend is just recovering from cancer. None of this is spoilers because it's literally in the synopsis. And her best friend signs her up to win a survivalist getaway with the actor that the friend has a crush on. So the main character is like, no, thank you. Like, this is not my jam, but her friend can't go. So she's like, you shall go. So she's thrown into the woods with like this actor she hates. and a Bear Grylls type character.
Ooh. Okay.
And literally everything that could go wrong on this like 3-day trek through the wilderness of Australia goes wrong. But I loved it. I was like, yes, I would love to be thrown into the middle of Australia and just see what happens. So, and then there's a twist at the end, like when you find out why everything happens the way it happens. I was so angry on behalf of the characters that, like, you knew it was written well. Mm. If I was that upset.
Yeah, that's no, true. That's true. If you get that kind of reaction out of a reader, yeah, you've done your job.
And there, this is like a bazillion years ago, it feels like, there was an article that I read, like on a book blog, that said the best thing an author can do is give the reader the ending they deserve, not the ending they want.
Oh, ooh. I like that.
And this book, I did really like the ending when it all came down to it, but for a moment I was like, oh, that's what I like, that is not what I wanted to be happening, right, but it worked so well. And then the other book that I read that I really loved is part of a huge series. It's called the Cocky Kingsman series, and it's set in Denver, Colorado. The one I read, this, they all have, first of all, every title has some like double entendre pun. And there's animals involved. Oh, and God. You think it's going to be like super dirty. It's not. Like, it's definitely like a smutty book, but this one is called The Cock Down the Block. And before you get to my Christmas quiz, the cock is a rooster. It's a literal animal. So, but this one is, each book is centered on one of the boys from the Kingsman family. This one's centered on Chris and his best friend Trixie across the street. Trixie has a rooster that is constantly getting loose. It's driving Chris up the wall, but he puts up with it because boy is he in love with Trixie, and he's just got to figure out how to make him make her fall in love with him too. So the whole book is just a very classic, like, romantic comedy with, like, tons of shenanigans. But what I love, the author of this book is Amy Award. And what I love about all of her books is it has, like, really great, like, real person representation. Like, the main character girl, Trixie, is just a totally normal girl. She's a librarian, so obviously I love that right out the gate. But she's not perfectly petite and skinny. She's not meek and mild. She's, like, super sassy. She's super confident. She likes to, like, make sure everyone can see her personality. And I love that in a book. So that was the other book that I really, really loved. I feel like I might have missed saying a book or two, but we're going to go with those for right now.
Okay, guys, let's have some fun now. Let's do some rapid-fire questions from the books we've been talking about. So of all the people that you talked about, we've talked about all the different books, what character would you want to go on a road trip with, Sarah?
Oh, my gosh. I knew you were going to go to me first. gosh, road trip with. Can I go on a road trip with Sam Claflin? I mean, yes. He's not the character, but he narrated.
Oh, yeah. We're making the rules, so yes.
I mean,
it's our podcast, and we'll do what we want to.
He's my. I mean, either him or Daisy Edgar Jones. I would go on a road trip with either one of them. That would be a good one.
Both.
Okay.
Why not both?
All right. What do you say, Kit?
So I would go back to the Wandering Wild character, the Bear Grylls type character. His name is Rankin Hawk, and he can do anything. And I have zero self-preservation skills on a good day all by myself. I'll try anything. So if I was with someone that actually knew where you could do the stupidest things possible in the middle of the wild, I would be delighted.
I would go with Lucy from First Time Caller because she is an auto mechanic. How badass is that? I love that about the book, that she, a female auto mm-hmm. mechanic. We need to see more of that.
Let's just for a second appreciate the fact that Marianne chose a mechanic to take on a road trip.
Hell yeah.
Which is very smart.
Oh, no. What did he do this time?
Oh, he just found a container of cotton swabs.
So. Oh.
Beautiful. I just like that you went with like a very, like, this is a rational choice. And I went with someone who wants to fling me off a cliff.
Oh, okay.
And I went with the hot guy who read the audio.
Love it.
You know what, that,
That's happening.
That would be my dream, though, on a road trip, because I'm always afraid of breaking down in the middle of nowhere.
That is true.
That's the right choice. Like, that is
very true. You know,
that's the right choice.
I just love the fact that she was a mechanic. I mean, how often do you see stuff like that, you know? Yeah. So, you know, it's like teachers. How boring.
Next question. Are there any places in any of the books that you read that you would like to go to?
Ooh, Sarah, can I go first? Never mind.
Masa has to go first.
Ma goes first.
Okay, in Finding Grace, the book starts off with them at the Ritz in Paris, and oh my God, I want to go there. They talk about like the sheets that are crisply pressed, and like I guess they're like a peach color, and the robes, and it's all decorated for Christmas with like the Ritz has their own blue color, and like Ritz blue and silver baubles, and it just sounded so amazing that I wanted to go to Paris after reading that book. So I'm sorry to cut you off, Sarah. What about you?
Let me think. I love the 1920s. I kind of want to go back to the 1920s. It's one of the things I love about Gatsby. And obviously Forks.
Oh.
I still want to go to Forks. Like, I'm fascinated by all of that. I mean, really the Ho National Forest is where I want to go. Like,
yeah,
I want to,
definitely. Or the National Park. I never made it there, and I want to go there too.
Yeah, so. And First Beach. I probably want to go to those two. The nature places more than I care about going to the city.
Yeah, Forks is pretty nondescript, but the nature places are amazing.
Would be amazing, yeah. All right, Kit, what about you?
I would also love to go back to, like, the Forks area, but the one I picked for this was, the book was Haunted Hearts, and it's set in Salem. And I've been to Salem a few times, but always as kind of like, oh, we have an afternoon on our way to or from somewhere else. So I have done, like, the touristy kind of spots, and I've been to the Salem Witch Museum, and, you know, had lunch in town. But I would love to go back and kind of investigate and, like, adventure to some of the non-tourist areas in Salem, because the tourist stuff is cool, but I think there's so much more there that I just have not had a chance to kind of dig into. So that I would pick to go back to Salem.
Yeah, we went to Salem, I forget when, last summer. But we had dinner there, and it was already dark out, so we didn't really get to see much of it. I'd love to go there, too.
I've never been there, so I would love to go. That's one of the places that I would love to go.
I feel like at some point, after a few months of this, we're going to have like a U.S. like road trip mapped out.
Okay, so Jerry and I have been talking about, like, when I retire, that we're going to, like, take the trailer and start road tripping. Mm-hmm. And so I was telling him about the bookmobile, and there's a kind of travel trailer or fifth wheel that's called a toy hauler.
Yeah.
So I told him we need to get a toy hauler. That's like a tongue twister.
It is.
Twice saying toy hauler.
Toy hauler.
Toy hauler. And we'll fit it with bookshelves. I mean, anyhow, go ahead. Go on. Go on. What's our next question? Who's got our next question?
Let's see. Okay, next question. What character would you want to have dinner with? Who wants to go first, Kit or Marianne?
I can go first on that. So going back to the cock down the block, the Kingsman family is like a whole family of boys. They're football players. They've all got amazing, like, partners and wives. The younger ones are like, I'm sure they're going to have their own stories eventually. But they have family game night that I would like to just be involved in.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's so much fun. There's all sorts of food and snacks. It's exactly what you think it's going to be with, like, a family full of football players. But I love a good competition, and I love football snacks. Like, it's my favorite thing in the world is a Sunday afternoon, like, family football time. So I want to be part of that from that book. Ma, what you got?
Well, okay, so here I go. Here's the boring one. Okay, but no, from Small Great Things by Jodi Picoult, Ruth Jefferson is the nurse who's accused of manslaughter for the death of a baby whose parents are white supremacists. And the whole book is a real lesson in racism and implicit racism, things you don't even think about. And She's the black nurse who is charged with murder. And I would love to talk to her and talk about her life experiences and talk to her about how I can be a better person, be, you know, mm-hmm. anti-racist, not just yeah. non-racist, but anti-racist. And yeah, I know this probably not as much fun as family game night with a bunch of football players, but, you know, I just feel like I would love to get inside her head and talk to her some more.
So, but she's an interesting character, and so that yeah. your meaning is more to just learn more because yeah. she's mm-hmm. interesting. Yeah,
and it's probably too because I'm a social studies teacher too. So yeah. I think that's part of it is that you know I look at some of these books through a whole different lens yeah. because of that.
Yeah.
How okay. about you, Sarah?
Mine would be Grace from The Glitch, for a slightly different reason because she's a chef. Mm-hmm. So I would hope that maybe she would cook for me.
Oh, nice.
Actually, Ma, you would like this because she's actually likes to specialize in vegetarian dishes.
Oh, and nice. So
she does talk a lot in the book about some of the dishes she's making and how yeah. some people are very much like, oh, that's not going to be good. That's not popular. And then they talk about how delicious it is.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I don't understand.
And I'm not a vegetarian, but some of the things she mentioned, I was like, that sounds really good. So I think I would go with her.
Yeah, I personally think that vegetarian foods are the most delicious because I think there's like more spices and more interesting combinations.
It's a rainbow on your plate, right? Yes. And they say the rainbow of food on your plate.
It's not just a slab of meat on a plate,
right,
you know?
Right.
So, okay, do we have more questions or is that it?
Yeah, our top one more question. And that question is, of all the books you read this month, what one would be your top recommendation? If people could only go buy one book that you read, what would it be and why? Who would like to go first?
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to be the English teachery person.
All right, Sarah, do it.
Because whenever people ask me this question, if you could bring one book to a deserted island, what would it be? I tell them it's two books. The first one would be The Scorpio Races by Maggie Stiefvater, of course, because we know we all love that. My second one is The Great Gatsby. Hmm. I love The Great Gatsby because I love how in literally, 211 pages, Fitzgerald creates this amazing story that is so jam-packed with social class, what's happening in the 1920s, and race, because there is discussion about race. And as an English teacher, I just think there's so much in there where something like To Kill a Mockingbird is great, but it takes a lot longer to unpack.
Okay.
And so I've always liked the shortness of Gatsby. I feel like he gets to the point a little more. And I just, my dream, guys, this is what I'm going to do someday, especially now that it is past the 100-year mark and the family mm-hmm. did not renew the trademark. So it's fair game. It's free. I have this dream to write a book. I want to rewrite The Great Gatsby from Daisy's point of view. She fascinates me as a character because I would have had dinner with her because she's plays the dumb blonde. She's not blonde. She's blonde in every movie, but she's brunette in the book. She plays the dumb wife, but she says like two Oops. Words in there, like two sentences in the whole book that make you go, wait a second. She knows more than mm-hmm. she's letting on. And so I've always really wanted to write the book from her point of view to get more of that feminist point of view, female point of view about what was really happening in the 1920s. It's a pretty loaded answer.
All right, Ma, you're up.
Okay, I guess I would go with Small Great Things, only because I just think it's a powerful book, and I think it really gives you an inside look into some of the things that are going on around us. And you know, things that you never think about just, it's just about race in America. And I just feel like it was really well written and it was really interesting. I listened to a podcast. I think Sarah listens to the same podcast with Jodi Picoult. Mm-hmm. And she talked about how writing this book changed her life. And I just think it's a super powerful book. And especially being written from a white woman's point of view, how she really tried to get inside the characters and really represent racial issues to the best of a white privileged woman's ability. So mm-hmm. I think I would pick that one.
Well, and you're right. Anytime an author says writing this book changed me, I'm 100% in. I'm interested.
Right.
I want to know what it is that they, in their research, in their writing, that they discovered. So.
Right. And her whole situation was really interesting, though, too, in that she said that she takes a year to research her books and a year to write them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I think I told you guys about a book I read recently where the author mentioned having been given an outline from somebody. And, you know, I was really surprised by that, especially after having listened to Jodi Picou talk mm-hmm. about taking a year to do her research. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. just blew my mind.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, I would definitely pick her. And plus, she liked my TikTok video. So,
yeah.
Some loyalty.
She's our favorite right now, right?
She's my favorite.
She knows who we are, guys.
Jodi forever.
She knows who we are.
Or her assistant does. Okay, so.
Feels like we're back in our Twilight Mom days when we're like, Robert Pattinson knows who Twilight Moms are. Stephanie Meyer knows us, guys.
For sure.
Okay, Kit, what about you?
All right, listen, I love trying to find books that kind of are widely differing in their genre and theme because I don't like to read all serious books. And sometimes I really love a book that is lacking in, let's say, hinges. Can't believe I forgot to list this one as I was trying to go through my list earlier, because it's going to be my number one recommendation this month. This book is called The Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Oh,
and it
golly.
Is by Siham Nascosta. And it is the first book in the Cambric Creek monster romance series.
Oh,
and for
okay.
those of you who also like unhinged books, you can read these as a standalone or you can read them as the series. I've only read the one so far. And let me see if I can explain this book without getting us banned from the internet. Violet is our main character. She's like your super stereotypical, like down on her luck millennial. She doesn't have a job right now. She's been let go. She's overeducated. She doesn't know what to do for her next job. And she sees a listing for the Morning Glory Milking Farm. And it seems too good to be true because the pay is good. Benefits are great. It's close by. And if you think that you're about to get into like some sort of dairy farm situation, you are wrong. At this farm, monsters are real. So let's start there. And this farm is a minotaur milking farm because like in the real world, men have some trouble getting it up and keeping
okay.
it up.
Okay.
And the pharmaceutical companies have discovered that using minotaur milk for pills really helps human men. And this is, she's doing a service, Violet is. She's doing a service to humans.
Excuse me, I need to go check on the demon. I'll be right back.
Like, that's enough of this.
We listen, we do not judge.
But anyways, what I love about this book, it is completely unhinged. It's so smutty. But it also is very strangely rooted in reality, where like everything that this poor girl is going through in terms of like not having a job, being overeducated,
right,
trying to like deal with a mother who's a little overbearing, trying to find like a found family situation. It's all in there and it's written really well. And then she goes to work and she milks minotaurs. And okay. the minotaurs are very humanoid and, you know, of course. She's
well, I just looked it up on Goodreads and the cover is amazing.
The cover is amazing.
And just scrolling through some of the reviews are, what did I just read and why was it so great?
That's exactly,
it's exactly what you think it is, but it's not creepy.
That's exactly why this is my recommendation. It is exactly what you think it's going to be. It is straight up monster effing. And the monster is a minotaur and the girl is just like a totally normal girl. But for some reason, I don't know what, Siham Nascosta is magic. Because it should be like horrifying and it's not. You're just like, yeah. Like yeah. I was immediately like, yep, I'm in. Everything about this book works. And I don't know why, but I love it. So
okay.
if that's your jam, unhinged monster romance, you have to read the Cambric Creek series.
Yeah. Oh man, and I missed most of it. I was rescuing our R for my display.
Oh no.
A Q that I bought because I couldn't find O's.
Listen, for those of you that are, because I don't know if we're posting this video, but for those of you that are just listening, Mom had to step out while I was talking to get something from the demon, the dog. And she came back with a totally cute chewed apart
spoon.
What is that?
And a can of Captain Costello coffee.
I feel like our episodes are going to be like, what did the demon get into this time?
I bet it's the
teeth marks.
That's going to be a highlight from
every single time.
That's going to be one clip of us laughing hysterically while Marianne shows off whatever the demon has.
When we make t-shirts someday, they have to have him on there. Like, okay. They just have to, I don't know.
To say, what did the demon destroy today?
Yes. All right, everyone, I think that's going to do it for us today. Just want to remind you, please go back if you've not listened to episode 1, All Because of a Book, where we deep dive into Twilight. Please do so. And in just a few weeks, we'll be doing our second book, The Perfect Marriage by Geneva Rose. Please join us.
And don't forget to follow our socials, subscribe, and please review the podcast. We want to know what you think.
And then let us know if there's a book you'd like to see us read or cover in the book club.
Until next time, keep reading,
keep exploring,
and don't forget to pack some snacks.